I wonder how Wichita Falls leaders took to being the second headline down center column all weekend and Monday morning on the nation's number one news aggregator, the Drudge Report. Drudge almost never publishes news. Instead, it's his selection and British tabloid-style headline writing that makes the site work. I guessed immediately that Wichita Falls was the city to which the Drudge headline, "Texas City to Reuse Sewage for Drinking Water," referred. The link was to an AP story penned by our friend Betsy Blaney, appearing in the San Antonio Express News, which used a bit more sedate or boring headline, "North Texas City Awaits Word on Wastewater Reuse." Big Spring's already been down this road, but didn't quite make such a prominent position on the Drudge Report. El Paso treats wastewater and remixes it with that city's deep aquifer water for reuse, and many similar systems, whether mechanical or largely natural by stream release and later recapture, are in use. The yuck or ick factor is quite high with water reuse, but frankly, H2O's H2O no matter its source. Millions of Texans buy and drink bottled water sourced from the very municipal systems they won't drink from the tap for pennies but love to drink from a bottle for dimes. Much water preference is largely psychological, and the ick factor goes away once the cause is out of focus. In arid regions, it makes all sense for large cities to reuse wastewater if such can be done for a reasonable price. The question I have is, what will trump those little signs when you enter towns that say "Superior Public Water System"? Will Big Spring in the Falls be the first to have signs reading "Royal Flush Public Water System"? I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.